everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you the post-game show with Marcus Iredell following Bayern Munich's huge 1-0 victory over Arsenal in the Champions League. That's right. Bayern Munich is headed to the semifinals. Marcus, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I share your enthusiasm. I think this game was the best game Bayern has played under Tuchel, which says, says words. I thought they were tactically brilliant today. They did the job in a perfect manner. And I think it was fair that Bayern won today with 1-0. I think it could have been 2-0 to Bayern, considering that Arsenal didn't really have any chances really in the second half. So good day to be a Bayern fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And for all of the conjecture I heard about Arsenal and how great they were in this vaunted attack of the Gunners, they didn't show up today. They played scared for the entirety of the match. I didn't think Bayern was necessarily all that aggressive either in the attack for the most part early on, but it got better over the course of the match. And I think something you said really struck a chord with me. Bayern, the tactics that Tuchel put in, Bayern followed them and they executed that game plan perfectly. And I know I personally had some doubts about the starting lineup, how things would work with it, but everything seemed to go as planned and Bayern Munich did what they needed to do. So while I've been confident that Bayern could take down Arsenal, I guess I am a Premier League denier. I did have a little bit of doubt, so I'll eat some crow with that. And Marcus, let's just talk about the starting lineup, since that was a big point of discussion before the match. Obviously, Manuel Neuer started in net. I thought Neuer did his usual solid gig there, and the team played very confidently in front of him. At center back, we saw Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier. The outside back positions, Joshua Kimmich, who played a big role in the match, and Nusar Mazraoui. The midfield combination of Leon Goretzka and Konrad Laimer, who, you know, those are two guys that were much maligned all season. They absolutely stood up and played great in this two-legged tie. The attack was Leroy Sané, Jamal Musiala, Rafael Guerrero, and Harry Kane. Guerrero was the one that got me before the match. I was not sure how that would work. I was really happy to see how he played because I had doubt. That was the one area I thought could be a problem, but whatever Tuchel put in, whatever he described the role to be, it seemed like Guerrero did it with aplomb. And Marcus, what did you think about the lineup when you first saw it? What was your reaction to that?
It would be really unfair to say that I wasn't a little bit worried as well, seeing Guerrero that high up the pitch. I think it's fair that we all thought it was a very defensive lineup. Mm-hmm. It worked fantastically well today. I will say that while I understand that Bavarian Football Works has a huge Thomas Müller following, I actually think Musiala's best position is not on the wing. I think his best position is in the center of the pitch because of a lot of what he showed today. He's so incredibly quick in when he receives the ball with the back towards the opposition goal. He can, you know, create defense to attack incredibly quickly. That's something Thomas Müller doesn't have. And I also think Musiala and Kane works better than Kane and Müller, to be honest. I would say I was less sad about seeing Musiala in the middle than the general Bayern fan.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I am one of those people who prefers to see Musiala on the wing. And I think in the end, we like the same things about him as a player. I love the way when he's on the wing, he finds himself in 1v1s and can break down a defense and cause it to collapse, opening so much space for everyone else. I don't doubt that he's going to be a good 10 in the future. I just love the way he plays at wing. And I don't know, I kind of think he's more effective than the current wingers that Bayern has. But in the end, I think Musiala was one of those players that he had a role to fill today, and he did it just as well as anyone else out there. Marcus, one thing I did want to ask you about, because, you know, we touched on this a little bit when we went through the lineup, but Laimer and Goretzka in the midfield, two guys that have caught hell from fans all season. Yeah. And to be honest, some of it fair, some of it not fair. In these two games against Arsenal, I thought they were pretty brilliant.
Me too. I think they are the first people that some Bayern fans need to apologize to. I think the list of apologies after tonight, I think it's quite long. But yeah, Laimer and Goretzka, especially in this tie, has been absolutely fantastic. I am a huge fan of Konrad Laimer. Is he the most technical midfielder? The one with the best passes, the one with the best dribbles? Absolutely not. But he has the quality of working, in Swedish we say, to work in the shadows. He works where fans that watch on the TV can't really see. He does the invisible job. And I think the way he neutralized Odegaard, who is a really, really good player, very creative outlet for Arsenal, was crucial in these two games, especially tonight. I thought he did extremely well. Then you also have Leon Goretzka, who I've been one who has actually criticized him. I think his season hasn't been the best, to be honest, but I'm eating up my own words. He was fantastic in these two games. Really showed a grit, which I love to see. And yeah, I think the midfield was, for me, the key why Bayern are now in the semifinals.
Yeah, and I thought the athleticism of Laimer and Goretzka was a big differentiator for Bayern Munich. I just thought Arsenal had trouble keeping up with them, and the fact that both players sort of played that pest role where they just made everything difficult for the opposition. It was one of those things where I don't know that many people expected it, but that's exactly how those two played, and it was really, really effective. One other player I wanted to run his performance by you, and this was another player who people were just over the top angry about this acquisition at midseason, but Eric Dier, no one expected this from him. I was someone who was not opposed to the move. I just didn't think he would ever play a big role. But look at him now. I mean, this was a massive performance from him in my mind.
It was. I think that was the last time we had a podcast together when we talked about Eric Dier, and I think we both said, as long as it's for free, I mean, it's an okay signing, right? It's a depth signing. But I mean, is it too much to say that he's the signing of the season so far,
I don't think so.
considering Bayern absolutely got nothing for him, and he's been perfectly paired with Matthijs de Ligt, who's also had a very increase in quality these last few games. Yeah, Dier and de Ligt complement each other extremely well. I think both of them are relatively calm on the ball, which offers Bayern can slow down the games quite easily, I think. And I think a lot of that is due to Dier's and de Ligt's and also Neuer's comfortableness with the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great point. And I think those two have just provided so much stability on the back line that the team can really just now focus on building up and attacking. There's not as much worry about mistakes in the back. And it's no slight on Upamecano and Kim Min-jae. They're fine players. They just have really fallen off a cliff of late. But Bayern Munich came through today, and it didn't really matter who was in the lineup because everyone made a very solid contribution. Like we always do with the post-game show, let's take a look through how the game progressed, the scoring, the substitutions. As we talked about with the starting lineup, there was definitely going to be some period of adjustment that both teams were going to have to feel out how this was going to work. Marcus, what I noticed early on with Guerrero and Mizrahi manning that left side is that they were not going to give Bukayo Saka any room to breathe. And I thought they did a tremendous job really limiting him from making an impact in the game. Could you see anything early on in the match that maybe gave you an inkling that Tuchel knew what he was talking about when he put this lineup in?
Yeah, I think for Bayern fans who this is the first Bayern team in a Champions League, quarterfinal, semifinal that are comfortable sitting down, right? Having a low defensive line, being quite defensive in their approach to a football game. The last time this happened, I honestly can't really remember. It must have been Felix. Maybe it was Niko Kovac, actually. Sorry, but it's been a while, right? And I think that makes some fans maybe uncomfortable. I think, but for me, Defensive football, I mean, it works the absolute best when there's a knockout system, right? There's old saying that you don't win the World Cup or you don't win the Champions League with a really great offense at all times. You win it with a fantastic defense. And for me, that Tuchel, had this lineup in the first half, it made sense, right? Was I a little worried of how the first half ended? Yes, because I thought Bayern started really well the first 20 minutes, and the pressure from Arsenal by the last 50 minutes of the first half almost became a bit too much. Martinelli should have scored there. I think it was around the 40th minute. But yeah, for me, the game plan works. But Chuck, it may be because I'm Swedish and we're known for our defensive football. So.
Yeah, and to be honest, like I thought Bayern, although I would have liked to have seen a more aggressive attack, thought they did what they needed to do and they survived that first half. And when you're at home, it gives you that advantage. You have the crowd behind you. You know you're going into halftime. You have that comfort level of having been there and done that before in that setting. And that's how Bayern entered the locker room at halftime. It was nil-nil. Sure, they were reeling a little bit toward the end of the first half. But I still had that confidence. I could see that there was still fire in there. They did not look like a team that was grasping for answers. They kind of looked like a boxer that was just waiting and waiting to unleash a big punch. And finally, they did. We got there in the second half, 63rd minute. Rafael Guerrero found the ball on his foot. He looped in a just beautiful cross into the box. Joshua Kimmich ran into it, screaming header. The crowd went wild. The team was going nuts. I thought that was the injection of life into the game that Bayern Munich needed. And from there, it was all about energy and passion and will. And they just exerted all of that right on the Arsenal. What did you think about that play? And what did you think about Guerrero on that? Because he was a guy I know I personally was not 100% comfortable with, but he made a huge play in the game.
No, Guerrero had a very good game. I think both Guerrero and Mazraoui, they both played in positions that they don't normally play in, and to do that well in a quarterfinal in the Champions League, it's you have to respect that. They're two very clever football players. Guerrero's cross, I mean. We've seen it. The last time he whipped one of those was admittedly a shot, but it was against Cologne. He has a fantastic left foot. And yeah, it was, I mean, it was a classic cross goal, no? The first part was the assist, the cross, and the second part was a fantastic header, unexpectedly from a header from Joshua Kimmich, but we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kimmich, I mean, his emergence at right back, he just seems to be able to impact games from that position and to come in to make that run and not lose a step and head the ball in. I thought it was a fantastic play. And obviously, the energy level went through the roof. 76th minute for Bayern Munich. We did see Nusar Mazraoui leave the game in favor of Kim Min-jae. So at that point, Tuchel had started his tactical planning for how to close this one out. Arsenal had started to make changes as well. In the 89th minute, we saw Dayot Upamecano come in for Leroy Sané. I know a few Bayern Munich fans were probably holding their breath at that moment, given Upamecano's recent history. However, Bayern Munich was able to close it out. They got the 1-0 victory. That is how the game ended. Bayern will be moving on to the semifinals, and as we are recording this, we are still waiting to find out who won between or who will win between Man City and Real Madrid. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about where Bayern Munich goes from here. And could this really happen? Could Bayern Munich be a serious contender to win this tournament? Hang with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the post-game show following Bayern Munich's 1-0 victory over Arsenal in the Champions League. It's been an exciting day. It's only going to get better from here. This has been pretty incredible to watch Bayern Munich pull itself together and play such a quality contest at home. I came away really, really impressed with Bayern Munich's overall play, and it did give me an inkling that this team might have something deep inside of it that might be able to push them up, even against the best competition that they will see next, whether it's Man City or Real Madrid. Marcus, overall, when you watch these two games against what was supposed to be a juggernaut side of Arsenal, what did you feel in watching Bayern Munich? How would you assess them after these two games? And do you think that they have the quality to go into the next round and maybe knock off one of these world powers like City or Madrid?
I think first off, we've been discussing so much, on our Slack channel or articles on Bavarian Football Works. Is it, is Bayern's bad form in the league, is it Tuchel's fault or is it the players' fault? I think that's what makes me the most happy tonight is that, both Tuchel and the players have it in them to actually win the title, I think. I've never been the biggest fan of Tuchel. I've never really been impressed by Tuchel's Bayern until tonight. But, the man is a very good coach for this exact tournament, right? If Tuchel reaches a Bayern, sorry, if Tuchel reaches a Champions League final, he will only be the second person after Ernst Happel to reach a Champions League final with three different teams. So we're not dealing with an inexperienced coach here. And that's, that and a lot of factors such as, Bayern doesn't have anything else to play for in the league. I think Bayern could surprise many. I mean, they come into the semifinal a little bit like underdogs also, which I think suits a Tuchel side, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I'm one of these people who I don't think Tuchel is a bad coach, and I would never say that. I don't think he was a great fit for this particular Bayern Munich side, and I don't think his personality is anything which would really be able to acclimate with these players and meld with these players and really forge the types of relationships that you need to in the situation that he was placed in. I mean, he came in unexpectedly for Julian Nagelsmann, he had strong opinions about what the team needed, where players needed to play, what the value of some players were. It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in the locker room and outside of it. And ultimately, some of his decisions, along with some of the ways that he communicated, probably ended up being the reasons that cost him his job. But now he has nothing to save. He has nothing to really worry about. He can go and coach how he needs to coach with this group without worrying about offending people or who he pisses off or anything. He's just going out now and assessing things game to game and making decisions that I think are in the best interest of the team right now. And I think that was one thing that plagued him over the last year and a half. I always felt like he wanted to do what was best for him, what he wanted to do, whether it was best for the team or not. Now I think he's kind of gotten over that hump. In my mind, it was a mature progression for him that I did not expect to see. Now, Marcus, as you know with Tuchel, he is a very abrasive personality in a lot of ways, but right now he's pushing the right buttons. Do you think that this team will keep responding to him for the rest of this season and what could be a really exciting run here in the Champions League?
Yeah, absolutely. I think any team who is in a semi-final has a chance of winning it, right? That includes Terzic's crazy Borussia Dortmund, who also had, in my opinion, their best game under Terzic last night against Atletico Madrid. But I think that Tuchel's experience in Champions League's later stages is a very big pro for Bayern. We will see now. I mean, currently it's 1-1 in City against Madrid. We'll see if it is Pep's, super team that Tuchel will play against, or if it is Real Madrid's winners, really. Bayern will be the underdog in either case, I think, in those games. Again, I think being the underdog kind of suits Tuchel. I think it suits the progress of this team as well, to a team with so many players that have arguably not really performed in the last 2, 3 years. So yeah, I think I am very optimistic, to be honest with you, Chuck. I think I was kind of ready to give this season, to write off the season when it was announced that Tuchel was fired, but it wasn't immediately fired, which a decision I didn't understand at the time. But to be honest, I was wrong. And yeah, now I think there's a lot going for this Bayern Munich team, to be honest. And you might say that yes, it's just a game. It was just, 2 games out of what, 34 that Bayern has played that were good. But for champions are always the best at the very end of the season. So I think, and this could also, really energize the team moving forward. So I'm really looking forward to the semifinals, and I will enter it with hope.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I thought it was a massive mistake to leave him in charge. I thought it would only make things unravel more, but I underestimated him and his ability to evolve with this situation. I underestimated the team and their ability to be mature about it and to rally around each other. And I don't know, I think part of this is you have those built-in leaders into the team. You have players that have been experienced and won on the biggest stages. And I think now it might have taken all season, but they're buying into each other. The coaching staff is buying into the team and vice versa. And the players are believing in each other. This really legitimately to me looks like a group that they understand one another. They're buying into roles and no one is having an ego at this point. It really has shown me that there's something here, and whether that means they flame out in the next round of this competition, or they somehow progress to the final. Whatever happens, it's given me some hope leading in the next season that there is a fire burning inside of this team that can really help carry the fan base forward and give everyone hope leading into next season. And that's about where we're going to wrap this one up. So, Marcus, I thank you for joining me. I know it's getting late where you are, so I appreciate having you on anytime you're available. Any final thoughts from you?
Not really. Forza Bayern. That's my final thought.
Love it. That's exactly what it should be. I appreciate that. So if you want to follow Marcus and keep up with what he's doing, him being a world traveler and all, I believe they can get you at Iradal Marcus on X. Is that true, Marcus?
Yes, I believe so.
Awesome. And you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get our tweet meister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. Get I Need No Name. I'm sure he's probably feeling a lot of relief right now at BFWINNN. You can get Siler at BFW Siler. Get our website at Bavarian FB Works. You can get this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. Thanks for hanging in there and listening to us. Check BavarianFootballWorks.com for all of our great post-game coverage. We've got our initial analysis, our awards, our observations, and all of the game reactions. We've got everything for you. So over the next day or so, you're going to get slammed over the head with Bayern versus Arsenal content. So check it out. Enjoy this night. Have a couple of beers on me, and we will see you next time.